right, welcome back. This is episode 6 of my podcast, TechniSec for Classrooms. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about when should you be teaching typing? This is a question that I've had a lot of teachers, especially recently, ask me about. And I just have been thinking back to how much computer usage there is in classrooms nowadays versus when I was in elementary school. The fact that I didn't have a computer in my school until I was in third grade, and I thought that was a big deal because we got to go to the computer lab. So it wasn't even in the classroom like nowadays. I work in a classroom that is classified as one-to-one, meaning I have one device per every student. So again, like I said, it's just crazy to think going from we had to have a specialty room for computers to now we have them within the classroom. So really, when should you be teaching typing to your students? Well, if you think about it, there's a lot of factors that kind of have been molding the response recently. I mean, with the recent changes in state tests, especially here in Iowa, for me, you have state tests now that require students to be typing all of their answers. We used to have a test called Iowa Assessments, and that has since changed and moved to the ISASP. I mean, it's always coming up with a very fun name, especially for my third grade students to say, but it's all kind of the same test. But now what they have to do is they have to be typing the responses. So should we be getting them ready? This is coming from a third grade teacher's perspective. Should we be teaching them typing before they get to third grade? Is that too much developmentally for them to handle? And especially if you think about it now too, a lot of kids have their own iPads, they have their own phones. So some of them have been learning how to type note, possibly incorrectly, by the use of different devices that they have at home. So if you think about this, there's a lot of different responses out there you could be given. But this is going to be, again, I just want to preface, this is just from my personal opinion. Do not take this as fact. If you have thoughts that you think you would like to share, again, I'm always open to hearing. But again, I just want to preface before I get started here. These are just my personal thoughts coming from an 8-year teacher. I have been in a classroom in a third and a fourth grade classroom, and just from things that I've noticed. So let's think about this. So if we are asking our kids to be taking a test that you have to be focused on learning a thing called the QWERTY keyboard, that is, in case for all you tech nerds out there, that is what a full-on keyboard, like what you see on a computer that I'm looking at right now, my Bluetooth one that I'm typing on to make this podcast, is called. They call it the QWERTY keyboard. So coming from an elementary perspective, you have third graders who have been learning the alphabet, which goes in the order of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so on and so on, to now going to a keyboard that kind of is almost like a random scattershot of here's an A over here, here's a B over here, here's a P up here. So I can notice, just even from a third grade perspective, that we have stressed really trying to teach them typing, that it's difficult for them at times. I mean, again, it's a whole nother concept. It's almost muscle memory. So when you are teaching typing, you really have to look at it from the fact of that, hey, it's really just muscle memory. So that's kind of, I mean, I know we say as teachers that we're trying to get away from drill and kill practices, like say in math or reading, like flashcards, things like that. But really, when you get down to typing, and just in my personal experience, it's kind of one area where you still have to use drill and kill, because when you're trying to memorize the keyboard, it's just that muscle memory aspect. So thinking about that, they're trying to focus solely on trying to get their questions typed up. And then on top of that, now we have a state test that asks them to focus on here's a test, try and answer this question. Well, I have kids that are focusing more on they want to make sure they get the typing right, and their poor little brains, they're thinking, I just want to make sure I type this correctly. But wait, what was the question again? So personally, my thought is I definitely would say that any chance you can get, even before third grade, to give them a chance to start typing, I think is key. Like, even possibly second grade. Now, the other thing to go along with this is if you're asking a kid to learn how to type, you can't expect them to be super quick with it right away. But you can also give them other different instances for just typing up their responses. I mean, there are tons of things out there like typing games. I mean, you could just go to Google and just put in typing games, and you can come up with tons of things. I'm looking at a Simbaloo page that I created right now of different apps and games for typing. I mean, it's a very big market out there. I mean, they have things like Typing Club. They also have Dance Mat Typing, if you've ever heard of that, from BBC. And again, I've found so many different games over the years. I mean, I have a Frogger game. For those of you who are classics, we have Frogger when it's related to typing. They even have other games, like they call it Keybrick, which, if, again, getting a little nerdy here, if you know the game Tetris, that's the same thing. Okay, so there's tons of free games out there that they could just be practicing their basics right there. But you also have to give them some constructed responses. So again, if they have access to a computer, which most people do nowadays, is you have to think about it as just give them a simple response of, here, you wrote up a piece of paper, maybe you can type this for me now. Or you wrote up your today's sentence, type it up for me. Just any kind of real world experiences to kind of get them going, because that will give them more bang for their buck than just throwing it out there as here's a single set problem for a straight up test. Now go. Because again, I don't want kids getting super focused on, can I type this correctly versus can I answer the question correctly? And again, I can't control what state tests dictate and things like that. But it's, again, it's just a possible thought. I know also, when I said before that second grade, maybe, again, that was not a strong, hard answer. I was just saying maybe, possibly second grade. But again, starting with the basics, I fully understand if you go any younger, you start getting into kindergarten, even first grade, that is, personally for me, probably not the most developmentally ready time for a kid to be focusing on typing when, A, and they're in kindergarten, they're trying to figure out how to tie their shoes. So again, kindergarten, probably a little too young. First grade, still even probably a little too young. So that's why that second, third grade range I've seen is such a popular time for kids to be learning how to typing. And one thing that we have even done with my students, which we have an awesome technology teacher at our school who sadly is going to be retiring coming up here. She's amazing. But we've done other things like just working with them on how to make an email. They'll send emails to me and to their parents when we're in class with them. So again, giving them other real world experiences of just straight up typing. But again, we also have a dictated time throughout the week where we use a program called Typing Club. Again, another great free resource. I mean, the only thing you're gonna have to deal with is just there's some ads that might pop up, but that's kind of what you get when you're talking about free. So again, I really feel like that second, third grade range is a really key time to start teaching your students how to type. And again, I think it's still a little bit unfair at times to ask a kid, especially at that age, like, hey, here's a brand new statewide test that really is super important. So you got to type up all your responses. So I don't know if there's a way to maybe even change some of the requirements for that. But again, like I said, these are just my personal thoughts, just from things that I've noticed. Now, going along with that line, there are some other things that we could talk about when using for typing. If you are teaching typing, I am still a full-blown I will go 100% sponsor for using an actual keyboard. I do not think that it is appropriate for kids to be learning how to type on an iPad. I know they have the full QWERTY keyboard when you go on an iPad, but again, having that tactile response on a full-on keyboard is something that I think is very vital when you're teaching. So when I'm thinking about another possibility of, do I use an iPad to teach typing versus a computer? Because say like with that kindergarten, first grade range, it's more of that touch. You got to have that tactile response. And again, I know that with iPads, they have these little plastic rubber pieces, which you could easily go on Amazon and type this in, type in typing cover for iPad, and it will come up with this thing that kind of helps represent the tactile responsiveness. But again, it's still not the same thing. Okay. So if you are going to be teaching keyboarding, I just personally feel like you got to have a full-on keyboard when you go to it, because that's the best way that they're going to get that muscle memory response. So with that, let's just recap here real quick. Some of the things that we've talked about. When to kind of start teaching typing, kind of that second, third grade range. Things that have kind of affected when students learn how to type. State tests is a big one. And their own personal computer usage that they have now coming in. So there's lots of different things that are going to be affecting them. And there's lots of tools out there, like I said. But the key piece that I think ultimately, if you're going to get a super effective response for typing, is just keep doing it. I mean, I have read some other articles out there that have been sent to me from some great people over at Grantwood AEA here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, talking about when should you be typing. And there's one key piece that a keyboarding teacher that I talked to from there who has shown me some things. And he said that he had this top 10 goals for keyboarding instruction. And it kind of hits home that piece. Number one, technique. Number two, technique. Number three, technique. You kind of get the hint. And it goes technique all the way from number one down through eight. And then number nine, accuracy, and number 10, speed. So it's that muscle memory piece. So giving them that full chance. Now, are they going to need to type up every response to anything that they do in class? No. You're going to have, it's following that SAMR model. And in case you don't know what the SAMR model is, it's another form of looking at technology inclusion in the classroom, the different varying levels. It's almost like Bloom's taxonomy of different varying levels of how to incorporate tech in your classroom. So when we talk about just having a kid type up a response versus, say, handwriting a response, they would call that more so the S in SAMR, which is just a substitution. So you're essentially taking the computer to substitute it for a piece of paper. So again, going back to what I said before, though, are you always going to have kids type up the response? Should that be solely what you do? No, not necessarily, because each kid is different. You can still use your paper pencil. I mean, there are still kids that are going to learn that way. We talked about personalized learning in a previous episode. Really, you got to personalize it to what your kids do. So when I say that you should be throwing out some different chances of just having them repetitively type up things, that's just, again, for teaching the keyboarding aspect. It's not necessarily saying you should teach your whole or change your whole learning model in your classroom, saying, okay, kids, we're going to get rid of pencils. That's not going to happen. I mean, I still use pencils today. So again, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, hey, you should be getting rid of all your pencils and paper and just go solely to keyboards. No. Keyboarding is great. It is a great function now, especially with Google Docs, with everything that we have nowadays. But again, don't forget that you still have that paper pencil out there. Okay? Now, lastly, I'm going to finish off here with just some other different tidbits for typing. When we're talking about typing in the classroom, just some things that I wanted to throw out there. So when you are teaching typing in the classroom, like I said, some great resources like Dance Mat Typing. They have some fun games out there called Super Hyper Spider Typer. They even have that Frogger game that I said before. And literally, to find all this, I could link these in a show notes. But really, also, all you got to do is just go to Google and type in typing games. And you will find thousands upon thousands of typing games out there. So to organize those thoughts, my personal use, I have a thing called Symbaloo.com. It is a great resource to organize all your apps and games that you play with the game or with the kids, say for typing. So it's also a free resource. So that is my one little tidbit that I'm going to throw out there and say, hey, if you want to look for a nice way to organize your thoughts, use Symbaloo. Don't have to, but just a thought. I mean, you could also use things like Google Classroom if you have that access in your district. If you're more of a Microsoft group, you'd probably be using Microsoft Teams. And if you are someone who is legit using Apple Classroom, I'm very curious because I have not found a lot of people who have been using that, but that would probably be the other resource for Apple if you want to organize all of your resources together. So anyways, I just threw out some different points out there just to think about when should we be teaching typing to our students. Again, I know I'm not perfect, and I'm just throwing out thoughts. If you have thoughts, again, I would greatly appreciate you sending them my way because this is a topic that I want to learn more about. So anyways, I appreciate you listening today. And again, like I've said before in the past, make sure that you are out there being the change. Some of you may also have just a few more weeks left of school. So keep rocking it, and I will see you next time.